Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Public Broadcasting introduces you to the candidates of the 2018 South Dakota election. Today we talk about the watchdog for state taxpayers as we welcome candidates for state auditor. Rich Satgast is the Republican candidate for the position. He joins us now on the phone from Pierre. Rich Satgast, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here. I want to thank you and your listeners. And the people of South Dakota for entrusting me these last 8 years to serve them as their state treasurer. We've had some fantastic times here in this office. The office has two main responsibilities. One is to be the banker for the state of South Dakota. We've worked through new banking contracts to ensure that we have sound accountability, but also streamlining the process. And then, of course, an unclaimed property. Everybody's heard about that. When I first came into office, we usually would return about $1 million back to the people it originally belongs to, but we've been able to increase that. And 2 years ago, we returned over $28 million, and this last year, we returned over $27 million. So we've had some great strides there. And I am talking about just treasurer right now, but I will move into the auditor's office because they work so close in hand. They're both the checks and balances for state government. And the treasurer's office, there's only nine of us here, and I just want to say to whoever the next state treasurer is, I look forward to hopefully winning the spot as state auditor because the treasurer's office is going to see a number of vacancies. There's nine of us here now, but over half the staff will be leaving due to retirements or moving on to other jobs. So that next state treasurer is really going to have to hit the ground running, and I look forward to hopefully being here to help them along the way. And the state auditor's office is also going to be facing a number of challenges similar to that. The department heads over there, they have three departments in accounting. Their department head retired this last July. Payroll department, which is extremely important when you're paying 12,000 state employees across the state, you can't have any glitches there. That long-term employee is also retiring here in December. And then in the audit department, the head of that department, he's been there since Alice Kundert. He's an original hire from Alice Kundert way back in the 70s. And so I know he'll be around for a little bit of the transition, but we're not sure what his plans are on after that. So the next state auditor will have those challenges.
What are the ways, sort of the efforts that are being made to capture some of that? That's a huge loss in knowledge and experience. Jobs aren't always easy to fill. Is that one of the roles of the new state auditor, to find those people? Does that go through a different department? How does that work?
That is directly on the responsibilities of the next state auditor. And here in Pierre, we have a very low unemployment rate, so it's very difficult to find those employees. So you really have to have some type of experience on who you can bring in to fill those positions for the knowledge. But also the top of that whole office, the state auditor himself, that person needs to have the responsibilities and the expertise in the state's accounting system. I have 15 and a half years as a government in the government accounting system, knowing how the finance system works in South Dakota. I also have 8 years of experience in IRS and Social Security, and the state auditor oversees all Social Security matters for all state and local governments. That's for all the cities, counties, schools across the board, which I have a big asset because prior to ever being in state government, I was the director for Association of Counties. So I worked with all of those county officials across the state. And so when they have Social Security issue problems, I can be the go-to person to help them out.
Explain to voters why this is an elected position. It doesn't seem like a state auditor should be particularly partisan, and yet there's a Republican candidate, a Democratic candidate. Tell us why it's an elected position and the importance of that.
Well, I think it's important to have it as an elected position because we are the watchdog for the taxpayers. And so I think the taxpayers need to feel that they have somebody that they can go to report any anomalies they see in state or local government, and then know that that elected official, if brought to the forefront of an issue, then they will move it forward. It's not just a bureaucratic position. Now, these are full-time working positions, and these offices, the auditor's office only has 16 employees, and that's including the state auditor. And so there's a huge responsibility there on being able to be here full-time, living in Pierre, and the public knowing where they can go to turn to when they see something. And that's the responsibility of an elected official, is then to move the ball forward to the right agency that needs to oversee where the problem is.
As your time as treasurer comes to a close, what sort of inspired you to run for state auditor at this time?
I think the biggest part is having that institutional knowledge. These offices are full-time, 5 days a week working offices, and state auditor's position, the day after you take office there in January, the following week, you have a payroll to meet. And so that person needs to be up on all of the issues there and be able to move that forward. And I see that we're losing the institutional knowledge in both of these watchdog areas of the state treasurer and the state auditor, and I want to be there to assist them, because we are the eyes and ears for a part-time legislature. We oversee what the governor's offices are doing, and we can report back to the legislature so the legislature knows what's going on here in state government, and knowing that the way they appropriate funds, those funds are being used in that manner.
We've had on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm sure you know, many candidates for state offices in Senate and House of Representatives. So many have been talking about integrity, open government, transparency, scandals, financial problems and scandals in the past in South Dakota that voters are extremely concerned about. When you see the reports, put into perspective, this notion of the checks and balances and the watchdog and the scandals that we have had, and what can be done to move forward. It's kind of a multi-part question, but what can be done to sort of move open government and transparency forward even more?
Sure. I definitely reporting, you see on with all the political ads, I know everybody's getting tired of them. I am too. But you see that there's an ad that'll say that South Dakota gets an F rating. I actually looked at that document from 2015 to see what they were talking about, and they'll have in there that our judicial accountability gets a D rating. Our legislative gets an F rating. I don't see that. I don't see where that truly comes to light. And then you see our state pension fund management gets an F rating. South Dakota is vying for number one in the nation for the best pension fund in the nation. And this organization ranks South Dakota below Chicago, New York, California, Kentucky. Those pension funds are all underwater. South Dakota is over 100% fully funded in their pension fund, and that affects city, state, county, and state workers as well. And so if you go to any of those employees and ask them what they think of their pension fund, and they're going to give it an A rating. And why is that important to the rest of the public? Well, when you have a pension fund that's fully funded, that means that the taxpayers don't have to open up their wallet to fill that void. So when I look at that scorecard that gives us the F rating, that one I'm not buying that card. But I'll tell you what, we can do better with transparency. And I do have the experience in that, because serving as one of the founding members for the State Financial Officers Foundation, which is a national organization, and having just received a President's Distinguished Service Award from the National Association of State Treasurers, those two organizations are working diligently to work with companies to come into states to open up transparency so the public knows exactly how their dollars are being spent. And it's doing so through private foundations, so taxpayers are not footing the bill to bring transparency into light. And I think that's very important, and that's a good way to start moving things forward. The scandals we've seen, they're a tragedy. They certainly are. And unfortunately, those are federal pass-through dollars. And so those are funds that neither the treasurer nor the state auditor has the jurisdictional nor the legal standing to go in and audit those funds. We do have, under the legislative branch, we have an auditor general, and they have that post-audit process that they perform, and that's what their responsibility is. The state auditor, and we're one of the few states in the nation that has this, we try to catch those problems and anomalies before they happen. We do a 100% pre-audit of all expenditures. The state auditor holds the checkbook, and they go do and review all of the all the payments that the state is making, and catch those problems before a check is ever written. Those federal pass-through dollars, there's no audit process in that within the auditor's office. Now, maybe there's something that can be added to that, but with the five auditors we currently have, there's no way that we can move forward to do something like that because they're performing that pre-audit. They only have about 2.5 minutes right now to review each invoice because they're reviewing over 1,200 invoices a day. And my plan there is, with my banking experience as state treasurer, is going into the accounting department, automating the reconciliation, and taking one FTE, one person from the audit department, move them over to the audit department. And that'll increase the amount of time they can spend looking at invoices and getting the payments out.
Rich Sattgast is a Republican candidate for state auditor. He currently serves as South Dakota's state treasurer. Thank you so much for making time for us today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.